Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today on this first Sunday in December. And throughout the days leading up to Christmas Day on Sunday, December the 25th, we're going to be walking through various passages of Scripture dealing with the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ's first coming, as well as different messages or themes in that regard. And I'm in John chapter 1 this morning, in verse 1, where we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, the very same." That idea is communicated in that statement, same. "The very same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." One of the great errors that has been in recent times, when I say recent, within the last several decades, has been the fact that Jesus became the Son when He was born in Bethlehem. Now, that is not true. The Son has always existed. And we'll share a little bit about that in our series that we're going to be doing on Sunday morning. But it's very important. The same was in the beginning with God. So we need to understand that the Word of God, which is Jesus Christ, existed co-eternally with the Father, with the Spirit, always has been, the Son. And we as believers, as we think about the birth of Jesus Christ, understand that the beginning of His humanity was in Bethlehem. As far as His deity, He always was. No beginning and no end. But the Son became flesh and dwelt among us. That's the glorious picture of the Incarnation and the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. But I want you to note something as I conclude. In the beginning was the what? Word. You'll notice in your Bibles it's capitalized. One of the names of our Lord is the Word. I am so thankful for this morning that we possess a Bible, God's revelation to us, that we have met here this morning not to pick up the latest book from some theologian that was out in the in the bookstore, and we brought it in here and we're going to preach that to you. No, we are bringing to you the very Word of God, Jesus Christ written. And that Word spans all eternity. The Word became flesh in Bethlehem, but the Word always existed. God's revelation will always exist. One of the books that will be opened in the future is this book right here, the standard by which we will be judged when we stand before Him someday. And so I'm thankful this morning for the Word of God, the eternal Word of God, that we have to hang our lives on. It is the rope by which our souls are linked to God. It's this Word. How do we know of Jesus? Because of the Word. How do we know of creation? Because of the Word. How do I know that I'm going to live forever in heaven because of the merits of Jesus Christ? Because of the Word. And we've gathered here today for this purpose, to study the Word. And may our hearts be linked to the Lord Jesus Christ as we study His Word today.